Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
You ready to party?
Yeah, hold up 1 second.
So you're not ready to party?
I mean, I'm ready to party. I just need to finish one thing before I do party.
That's the definition of not being ready to party.
I'm ready. My spirit is willing.
But your equipment is weak.
All right. No, I'm ready.
Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more. Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. I'm joined by my regular co-host, Lord Saunders. How are you?
I'm in a good mood. I just spent the last 10 minutes laughing at people who are currently in the middle of home renovation projects.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Friends, family, who are these people?
It doesn't matter. If you're involved in a home reno, you deserve what you have. You've earned your troubles. Because like home renos don't happen to people. They choose it for them to happen.
See, and you can say that, and I can say that, because we've both made that mistake.
That's right. And it's always a choice. It's always a bad one. And now I'm not doing it. So I laugh openly at people who are doing it now.
I made that mistake thrice.
Right. You are not good at learning your lesson, so it would seem.
No. Hey, Adam, you know how I want to kick off the show?
How?
I want you to give me a martial arts update.
Martial arts update. All right. I had my latest test. Last week, I advanced to the rank of 7th Gup on my way to my journey. Thank you. And yeah, it's great. And now my whole family has joined martial arts, dude, and they're doing great.
Are you serious?
All 5 of us go to martial arts, like basically Monday to Thursday. Yep.
That is so awesome.
It is awesome. And they so far are very much enjoying it, and the instructor loves them.
And what brand of martial arts are you partaking in?
This is called Tung Sudo, which is, in short, it's as far as like some key points that people can key into, is that it is the founder of our martial art was the basis for the character of Mr. Miyagi. And famously, this was the style that Chuck Norris studied.
Ooh, yes. Good choice.
I didn't know that until after I started. And that was when I was like, oh, hell yeah.
You have chosen wisely.
I can't wait till I get to the class where I learn how to unscramble eggs and slam revolving doors. You know what I mean? That's the Chuck Norris belt.
So in this particular type of martial arts, there's black belt, but then there's Chuck Norris belt.
Yeah. You have 9 dons of black belt, only of which the Grandmaster has, but then Chuck Norris has his own special rank. That's not true, but like it would be awesome. But yeah. Family's loving it, and that's our update. My next test, which will be my next belt, is at the end of August.
Man, that's really exciting. I'm glad you're doing it, but then I'm also glad you're doing it as a family. I think that's awesome.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that very much.
All right, well, let's get started and take a look at the calendar of special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week. Okay, so today is Loomis Day. Do you know what that is?
Nope.
That is the day that celebrates when Washington, D.C. dentist Malin Loomis invented the wireless telegraph.
Thank God he did, too. Thank God he did.
And then tomorrow is National Autonomous Vehicle Day. Tuesday is Go Barefoot Day. Wednesday is National Leave the Office Early Day. Thursday is National Repeat Day. Friday is National Donut Day and my wife's birthday.
My sweet
and
wife.
Saturday, you could finish up a week of tremendous celebrations with National Moonshine Day.
Okay, I'm down to celebrate all of these, but I'd rather celebrate them all in one day.
I'm here to help, Adam.
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Of course.
I'm going to send you a wireless telegraph inviting you and Liz to join Chelsea and I out to celebrate her birthday with moonshine and donuts. I'm going to leave work early to pick you guys up in my autonomous vehicle. Then we'll take our donuts and moonshine to a nearby park where we'll spend the rest of the afternoon frolicking barefoot together.
That was brilliant. And I will say, it's also kind of true that you would do something like that. Remember that one time you left work early day and came down and surprised me in Austin when I moved here the first time?
I did.
Just let me know when you're leaving. Yeah, 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 whatever. No, no, no. Just let me know when you're leaving. Okay, dude, I'll let you know. It's fine.
Sir, you can't park there.
That was one of my greatest surprises that I've ever pulled off for anyone ever.
It was so good. And I just remember thinking, like, I just got here and I'm already going to go Miami on somebody.
Well, you're referencing an episode called Adam's Austin Chronicle, which you can hear on the new staff meeting thread. So if you want to go out to your favorite podcast app and search staff meetings, you will find that episode. It's called Adam's Austin Chronicle. Just so people know what that is. So you were moving from Miami, Florida to Austin, Texas. And on your trip, I called you throughout the day and recorded those phone calls. And then I didn't tell you. I just got in the car in the middle of a work day and drove to Austin to surprise you upon your arrival.
With your podcasting equipment.
That's right. And I showed up at the Airbnb that you were staying at temporarily, like minutes before you showed up from Miami. That's how close I timed it.
Okay, so that was amazing in and of itself. And then the second piece of amazing timing was that we happened to be on the phone as I crossed the Texas state line.
Right, I forgot about that.
How did that happen?
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, like, you know, a few people, you know, it's funny because then, like, a few short weeks later, like, Saul surprised me by flying in. He met me at the airport. Like, he planned his trip so that his flight would land with mine at the Austin airport. That chronicling was fun. And I think that, like, the end of it was really, like, I loved the conclusion of that when we were all together recording at the Airbnb.
Yeah, because Saul was there for that too.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was really great.
That was such a meaningful thing that I'll never forget. That was awesome.
Absolutely. Same for me too. So check that out. Adam's Austin Chronicle on the staff meetings thread, anywhere you listen to podcasts. All right. Well, with that, let's turn our attention to This Week in History.
Dolph, I think you're going to like This Week in History. It starts off with a bang. And this week in 1776, the Continental Congress adopts the Declaration of Independence.
Nice.
Big week. Okay. So flash forward a little bit. In 1859, Big Ben rings out over London for the first time.
Kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
Moving forward into the 1900s, in 1937, we've got the famous Amelia Earhart, who unfortunately disappeared this week that year. Some good news in 1946, the bikini was introduced. And I think we can all say thank you for that. Moving forward about 30 years or so, in 1971, Mariner 9 departs for Mars. And we all know how that turned out. So we can skip right over to 1975 with Arthur Ashe becoming the first black man to win Wimbledon.
That's big time.
Yeah, for sure. So this week in 1979, the first Sony Walkman goes on sale. Did you have one?
No, I had the cheap knockoff.
Same. And they got worse as they went along. I never had a name brand. Yeah, another 20 years later, in 1996, Dolly the Sheep becomes the first cloned mammal. I remember that. And finally, in 1997, Toph, the Pathfinder lands on Mars.
The Nissan Pathfinder.
That is correct. Ding, ding, ding. You got it. Perfect. The Nissan Pathfinder. Nailed it.
All right, Adam. Well, with that, it is time for the news.
Well, if it comes with my favorite jingle, I'd like a full glass.
Adam, I had a completely different story queued up for this episode until I saw a thread on Facebook by Paul Chomo, and he made me remember a story that we're going to do today that I have, at least at an arm's length, a personal connection to.
Okay, so Elimination Paul spawned this story.
That's right. Now, this is an old story. This goes back 10 years.
Okay.
But it is true. I do have a personal connection to this story.
I love that already.
Me and a couple of buddies of mine, we used to take pictures of, like, absurdly large trucks, like jacked up trucks that people have.
Sure.
And then we used to text them to each other in a group text. And so I took a picture of one of these trucks on March the 7th, 2011.
Okay, nice, cool 10 years ago.
10 days after that, that truck became the centerpiece of today's news story.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, the very truck. And I took a picture of it probably within blocks of where the incident took place.
Okay.
Now, that was in the afternoon. This story does not take place in the afternoon. It takes place probably about 12 hours later or in the middle of the night. So here's what happened. This guy is at a strip club nearby called the Spearmint Rhino. And he gets out of the Spearmint Rhino, goes over to his giant jacked up truck, gets in his truck, pulls out of his parking space, and runs over a woman.
Oh.
There was witnesses that saw what happened that had to stop him from leaving the parking lot because he had no idea that it happened.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So the guy accidentally took his giant monster truck and ran over a woman in a strip club parking lot.
See, I feel like the amount of irony that exists right here. First of all, it's the spearmint rhinos. Like, do they all have fresh breath? I'll let you finish.
No. It's a rhino with the freshest of breath.
Okay.
That guy's name was Eric Crutchfield. And I don't know what the current status of this guy is, because I only did cursory research, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But he was sentenced to 9 years in prison for manslaughter.
Wow.
Now, the woman died instantly. Like, he killed her instantly.
Oh.
And so the family sued the strip club in civil court for...
not stopping him from driving drunk?
For over-serving him.
That's the right way to say that.
Yes. And so the claim was that Spearmint Rhino knowingly served Crutchfield too much alcohol. So in the story, they described that he arrived at the club around 10 p.m. He was there for about 4 hours, and he was served in excess of 10 drinks and shots over that four-hour period while he was at the club.
See, I feel like while the club has a responsibility to make sure their patrons aren't, like, stone drunk, I also don't think they're liable for it.
Well, I'll get to that, because that amount of consumption over 4 hours resulted in him having a blood alcohol level of more than twice the legal limit.
What was his blood alcohol? Pie.
Have you heard what's called the dram shop doctrine?
No, but I know what a dram is.
Well, that's the law under which this falls, where a restaurant or bar is liable if they knowingly overserve a customer.
Well, that's interesting.
So where this deal hinges is the word knowingly.
Right.
So if they're serving him and he looks like he's doing okay and still has his faculties, you can't win a lawsuit under this law.
Right, right.
But if the guy just looks like he's three sheets and you can tell that he is and you keep serving him, that's where it kicks in. And they had a surveillance video of them serving him and him gradually losing his faculties over time.
I was going to say, like, there's no way to prove that. And then they have video footage. Well, that's when you apologize.
Yeah, because as you may or may not know, a strip club has lots of surveillance.
That's very true. That's very true.
Would you like to guess what a jury awarded the family of Casey McKenzie as a result of the civil suit?
$10 million.
$10.5 million.
I was close. Oh.
No. Not only were you close, under Price is Right rules, you win both showcases.
I would have won. Yes. In your face. Wayne Brady.
Now, in a future episode, Adam, we'll get to the story I was going to get to, which is about a $4 billion pizza.
Oh, wow. 4B billion.
Yep. And unfortunately, we also don't have time to get to our next story.
Which is what?
Well, we're not going to talk about the story, but I do have a headline. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Man found naked and drunk inside of a giant pipe organ.
That must have been from that town we talked about last week. Bull onesie.
Yep, so we will make every possible effort to get to that in a future episode. All right, Adam, well, with that, how about some birthdays?
I mean, I don't know how we can top that, but I'll give it a shot, huh? Okay, well, let's kick it off. It's actually another great list, actually. Colin Farrell, he's awesome, turns 45. CeeLo Green turns 46. The coveted Alanis Morissette turns 47. Heidi Klum turns 48. I mean, what a wham bam 4, 5, 6, 7, huh? Then we go over to Mark Wahlberg. He turns the big 5-0. You transfer to Leah Thompson, the big 6-0. Your favorite and mine, Kenny G, turns 65. Anderson Cooper and his famous laugh turns 54. Morgan Freeman, who we all wish would narrate our lives, turns 84. And the great, the one and only Clint Eastwood turns 91.
Legend.
Legendary. Yeah, that's amazing.
All right, how about some born this week, but now dead?
All right, thank you, Clay Groves. I have two people that were born on this day, but are now dead. First, famous cartoon voice Mel Blanc died in 1989 at the age of 81. Today, he would have turned 113. And King George III, who died in 1820 at the age of 82. Today, he would have been 282.
282 years young.
And I have just one more thing before we go, Adam.
Yes.
And this is kind of a makeup as well, because in our Facebook group, the Gravity Beard Interns, we did a big, long tournament that lasted several months where the interns determined what their favorite song was. And the result was Africa by Toto. And we had one of our friends who has not called into the show, I don't think, since we've spun off the new show. And he's got a message for us.
Let's do it.
This is Emperor Palpatine, and I have heard that my favorite song has become the official song of the Gravity Beards. So I decided to call in and sing to you. It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had. Hurry, boy. She's waiting there for you. This is Emperor Palpatine, and this is how I sing.
And there you have it.
I mean, a supervillain calling into our show to sing.
Well, and I don't even know if that was singing. It was more like spoken word.
Kind of like slam poetry, but for the Dark Lord, or the Dark Emperor. Yeah.
It was. Like, at the end, I wanted to do this.
Yeah, exactly. And then maybe, like, hit a bongo or two.
Uh-huh. Just twice. You hit the bongo twice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Just a punctuator.
Well, thank you, Emperor Palpatine.
All right, well, Adam, that brings us to the end of another episode of This Week Today.
I just feel like that was a what a great show, buddy. Like, I hate that it's over once again.
Yeah, I know how you feel. But let me wrap up with some credits. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching at This Week Pod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the Podfix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search at Podfix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rude for our custom logo. For my pal Lord Saunders, I'm your co-host Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
Hear the drums echoing tonight. Yes.
This Week Today is a proud member of the Podfix Network.
Sure wish I had an audio clip to go with that.
I will have an audio clip to go with that.
Okay.
Adam, let me explain to you what post-production is. Because maybe you're not familiar in your line of work.
Wait, what do you mean? So I'm not going to hear it now is what you're saying?
Yep. Not going to hear it right now.
Okay. So what you're going to edit it in later.
Do I need to explain post-production?
If you could give me a small breakdown, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, so after we record, then I'll go back and do stuff to the audio that'll make it sound different than the way it sounds now.
Okay, so I don't need to sing the music bed then, is what you're saying.
No, you definitely need to sing the music bed while you're doing history.
Okay. I want it. I'm totally into it. One of Toast's best lines. You know I have a music bed for this, right? So good.